Hello and welcome to the Outlander Sasnak Fan Podcast. I'm Angeline.
I'm Gracie.
And it is just a podcast where we talk about Outlander. And since it's still Droughtlander, we've got another week of, an interesting tale and inspirations. Now, tell us what that is.
Well, today we're actually going to be talking about Galus. And how she might have been connected to the Jamaican legend that is Annie Palmer, who is also known as the White Witch of Rose Hall. Needless to say, there will definitely be spoilers about the upcoming season of Outlander, as well as the third book in the series, Voyager, so you have been warned.
Exactly. Spoiler alerts. Now, Galus, of course, we know from the Outlander novels as a friend to Claire, who was also a witch and a time traveler herself. Now, she is known for killing at least four husbands, Greg Edgars and Arthur Duncan included, and also for being the ancestor of Roger Mackenzie Wakefield. Now, Galus is certainly an intriguing character. She is both a great friend to Claire, but she's also a terrifying woman who uses a murder and witchcraft in order to get what she wants.
Yeah. So, we first meet Galus, of course, in Outlander. And after the witch trials, Claire thinks that Galus is dead. But, as it turns out, Galus has managed to survive, give birth to a son, and she threatens the child's life until Dougal decides to help her escape, because, of course, Dougal is the father of her child. So she escapes to France to start over. Dragonflight Amber goes over some of her origin story as she's introduced as a passionate Stuart supporter in the 1960s. And she finds out that she can use magic and human sacrifice to go back in time. And she wants to do that because she supports Bonnie Prince Charlie. So she ends up sacrificing her poor husband, Greg Edgars, in order to try and change history. Claire, Bree, and Roger all try to stop her, but they are unsuccessful, which we saw at the end of season two.
Yeah, exactly, because Galus at this point doesn't know that she doesn't need a human sacrifice to travel through time. Now,
also, it smelled like a fucking barbecue.
Yeah, exactly. Smelled like a fucking barbecue. Now, we come into contact with Galus once more in Voyager. Now, at this point, it's been 20 or so years since she has moved to France. And she's had two more dead husbands and marries a man named Barnabas Abernathy. Now, moving to Jamaica with him to live in Rose Hall Plantation, she kills her husband and then begins to take young white men as prisoners, sleeping with them if they were virgins, and then taking a stone that only virgins had and then killing them. Now, one of her victims ends up being the nephew of Jamie, young Ian, who had originally been kidnapped by pirates. But even though young Ian is not a virgin, she takes him captive and still decides to keep him as a prisoner. Now, Jamie and Claire discover that young Ian is in Jamaica and they go there in search of him. And then they hear about Galus.
Yeah, exactly. Galus, you know, invites them in and everything. And then she finds pictures of Bree that Claire had brought back with her to share with Jamie. And she does a little digging, and she finds out that Bree is the last living descendant of Lord Lovett, Simon Fraser. So she's armed with this knowledge, and she decides that she's going to use young Ian as a human sacrifice in order to return to the 20th century, and then use Bree to kind of, you know, continue her push for Charles Stuart to get on the throne. That's still her main goal. Jamie and Claire do manage to stop her before that happens, but not before she threatens to kill young Ian, shoots Jamie, and then Claire kind of chops her head off with an axe. So,
which there's a lot of head chopping in.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's reserved for the only, you know, really bitchy ones.
Yeah, the most heinous of villains. That or, you know, they get, actually, Yeah, never mind. Anyways, so Gaelis also has plenty of flaws. She practices witchcraft and was sometimes very cruel to her slaves that worked for her at Rose Hall Plantation. But she was also, you know, very witty and quite vicious. So there's no denying that she is one of Diana Gabaldon's most complex characters. And we suspect that Gaelis' time at Rose Hall Plantation was inspired by the legend of Annie Palmer.
Yes, and we say legend, because we'll get to that in a moment. Annie Palmer is one of the bigger stories in Jamaica, as far as folklore and legends and stuff like that. You know, she's said to have lived at Rose Hall, though it is worth noting that Rose Hall itself, the building, was not completed until the 1770s. So the lineup of the book timeline with history doesn't exactly add up, but regardless. Legend has it that she was born in Jamaica on another plantation and that her parents died of yellow fever. So she ends up living with family, and the nanny there is a voodoo priestess who teaches Annie all about witchcraft and voodoo. And this ends up being a major component to Annie's life later on.
Now, she ends up marrying a man named John Palmer, who she kills, and then Robert Rutherford, whom she is also rumored to have killed. Legend has it that she would force her most handsome male slaves to have sex with her, and was fond of torture and whipping and overall just a sadistic bitch. Now, rumor also has it that her second husband, Robert, was having an affair with a slave girl named Millicent, and she killed Robert and then cursed Millicent, who grew deadly ill and died. Millicent's father, whose name was Taku. After his daughter's death, he is to have said... apparently he created a revolt, and a whole bunch of slaves joined him to kill Annie Palmer.
And according to legend, they were successful. But of course, the key word here is legend. Mm-hmm. And not much of the story we just told you is actually true. The real Annie Palmer traveled the Caribbean islands. She did marry a John Palmer, but she didn't remarry after his death. She never learned voodoo, never tortured slaves, and after the death of her husband, the Rose Hall was so in debt that she couldn't live there anymore, so she left, and she later on died of natural causes. So, despite her story being mostly made up, she's a huge deal in Jamaica and is a pop culture icon, and Rose Hall is actually one of the go-to tourist sites there in Jamaica.
Now, Johnny Cash, the man in black himself, country singer, of course, he wrote a song about Annie Palmer, and in it he spoke about Annie Palmer having two or even three husbands, alluded to their murders, and spoke about the slaves that she possibly tortured. Now, one part of the song goes like this.
On the island of Jamaica, quite a long, long time ago, at Rose Hall Plantation, where the ocean breezes blow, lived a girl named Annie Palmer, the mistress of the place. And the slaves all lived in fear to see a frown on Annie's face. Where's your husband, Annie? Where's number two and three? Are they sleeping neath the palms beside the Caribbean Sea? At night I hear you riding, and I hear your lover's call, and I still can feel your presence round the great house at Rose Hall.
Now, Johnny Cash considered Rose Hall to be one of his favorite places and actually ended up buying some property close by to it in his later years.
Yep. Now, Annie Palmer's legend was also the focus of several novels fictionalizing and sensationalizing her life, and it was also the subject of a 2013 episode of the U.S. Travel Channel series, Ghost Adventures.
More like Ghost Bros.
Yeah. They say bro a lot, especially yeah. when they're freaking out. It's hilarious.
Bro.
Anyway, supposedly caught a whole bunch of evidence of a haunting there.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of relying on actual history, they relied on the sensationalized version of Annie Palmer's life with all the torture and murder instead of the actual facts that she was a pretty boring person in real life.
Well, you know, you can't go with facts because, like, why would you when you have this,
facts
you know.
Facts are boring. Great... When you exactly. have this whole legend about blood and guts, you're like, yeah, let's do that instead, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
See what I did there.
So while there are stark differences between Gielis and Annie Palmer, it's quite obvious that there's plenty of things that kind of tie them together, at least with Annie Palmer's legend. Now, according to... by a court of the legend, Gielis and Annie were both cruel slave owners that used rape and murder to intimidate and control their slaves and prisoners. Now, in the legend, Annie kills her husbands, just as Gielis does, and both have supposedly met their ends by being killed by those close to their victims. Now, we think it's pretty much a justified theory that the legend of Annie Palmer may have done some heavy-duty influences to what transpired with Gielis and Voyager.
Exactly. Now, when I was researching for this podcast, I was actually surprised at the fact that Annie Palmer was a legend. Because I'm a huge Ghost Adventures fan, not gonna lie. And I know that it's reality TV, so, you know, it's quote-unquote real, you know, fingers. But I was really surprised that the legend that I heard was just that, a legend. It wasn't even factual in any way, shape, or form. And I don't know, I was just really excited when, you know, I watch the show and then it's like, oh yeah, well, it's not really true. But I don't care, you know. Ghost Adventures is still an awesome TV show, even though I know it's fake.
Well, yeah, like I've watched a few episodes before and it's always like, what were they talking about? Like banshees? Because I watched the one on Halloween maybe 2 years ago. In a hotel
room.
Yeah,
when they went to Ireland.
Yeah, so, and I just remember it being like, what is even going on? This is ridiculous. But, you know, whatever. It's a fun show, and of course they're going to sensationalize, you know, stuff, because that's how it goes, especially with ghost stories. I mean, you got to do it.
Yeah, thankfully when they were in Charleston, which is really close to my hometown, they didn't sensationalize the story of Lavinia Fisher at the Charleston jail, which you and I both actually went to.
Yep, so. Exactly. We did. Which, yeah, it's pretty awesome. It was a scary place to go. Like, honestly, it was really, really scary to go, and I almost threw up in that one room, and I totally saw a ghost.
Yeah.
Did you see that ghost? It was like the one that was walking the hallway.
I didn't see any ghosts, but I did get like a really incredibly sad feeling when we get into the yard around it, around the Charleston jail. Yeah. I got this really sad feeling, and they said that it was really common for someone to get that melancholic feeling because so many people died in the yard because it was so overpopulated that people actually slept out in the yard chained up, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an awful place, but so cool. If you ever go to Charleston, I totally recommend you going on one of their haunted tours.
Oh, yeah. It's such a good tour. Now, we should probably wrap things up now because we're starting to ramble on a little bit. But Gracie, can you tell everybody our links?
Of course. We have our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/OutlanderSassanac page. We have our Gmail, which is OutlanderSassanac@gmail.com. Our Tumblr, which is OutlanderSassanac.tumblr.com. And we also have the Outlander Sassanac Facebook. So if you have any podcast suggestions or whatever, any questions, just give us a holler. We'll definitely hear you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we love hearing input from people who are listening, and yeah, this is just something that we do for fun, and you know.
Yeah, we actually got a positive review from someone last week
yeah.
on our on our episode last week. So I was like super excited when they're like, this was really interesting. I was like, oh, yes.
Yes, you know? We've made it. We're big time now. I mean,
I know. I get so excited every time someone leaves us positive reviews.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, if you want to leave us a positive review, we really don't mind. It's not like we're not going to make a big deal about it. We totally will make a big deal about it. All right. Yes. So, anyways.
So, we'll definitely see you guys next week with something else new and interesting to talk about. So.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Ba ba. This is not really the song. Boom. I'm going to take this part out. Boom.
Isn't that the intro to Bewitched?
Yep. Yes, it is. Okay.